Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Today's show is about my recent encounters with insects and arachnids. Well, I couldn't fit it all in the title, Insects, Good, Bad, Ugly, and Arachnids, so we shortened it down. But let's work backwards from the title and discuss the ugly. Not by looks, but by actions. Yellow jackets, upon inspection, are great-looking creatures, but can become one of the bullies of the insect world. Last week, at the base of the foundation of my home, near a path, I found a yellow jacket nest. No, you cannot see it because they make their nests in the ground. And no, I do not have X-ray vision to see in the ground. Easily detected by the yellow jacket highway. Yes, I said highway. Bees and wasps enter and exit on a highway. It's a path that is on a single plane. So when you go near a bee highway, it is literally, you know how when you would get on the highway and you're looking at cars as going back and forth, you are looking at bees or wasps going back and forth. I know this for a fact because Inspector Dave at one time was raising honeybees in his organic garden. And I went in the back and I learned from the beekeeper, learned a little bit about it. And you could step right next to the highway and not be affected, but don't step, it's like with cars, don't step in the highway, don't step in the bee or the wasp highway, and I made sure of that. Now, I know that yellow jackets can be some nasty little buggers, and the reason why I could say that is, when I was doing my wolf research, I came across a yellow jacket nest and got stung 40 or 50 times on my back. If you want to know about that, when you're done with this show, you can go to my Don't Look Now series and Don't Look Now, But There's Bees Up My Shirt. But don't go there now because you need to listen to this show. So let's discuss yellow jackets, which are in the wasp family. Paper wasps and hornets, their closest relatives, make their nests above the grounds. But as I mentioned, yellow jackets make theirs in the ground. Their colors are a variation of yellow and black. They are an aggressive insect protecting themselves and their hives vigorously. When a bee stings you, he leaves a stinger in you, but because a yellow jacket has a smooth stinger, he can sting repeatedly, injecting more venom. The yellow jacket will also leave a chemical that marks you as the enemy. Think about how how cool this is from the yellow jacket standpoint, but not if you are the one getting stung. So he leaves this marker in you, inciting others to attack. Their venom has a protein in it, which causes an allergic reaction. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Yellow jackets are considered beneficial insects. And some people that get stung go, oh, I can't see how that's going to happen. But think about this. Picnic goers, tailgaters, they don't think them as beneficials, but by farmers and gardeners. In the early spring and summer, they feed on caterpillars, grubs, insects, bees, flies, and mosquitoes. They take the protein back to the nest to feed the larvae. Then their attention turns to sugary products. Fruits, sap, nectar, your sweet tea that you have, that you're sipping on the porch. And again, people say, well, why are they going after? Well, that's the reason. They're looking for the sugary products at that point in time. Yellow jackets live in large colonies with a queen, drones, and workers. The ultimate goal of the colony is to make and care for their young. Because they are one of the most aggressive hornets, you should think about having a professional remove the hive. If you get stung, and I'm going to tell you another yellow jacket story. I live in a beautiful historic home. Some of you have heard me speak about it often. And when I first moved here, I guess approximately around 22 years ago, and I'm out mowing the lawn every week because, you know, Some people hire landscapers. I love, once again, it gets me outside. I'm Joey B's Outdoors. Well, I just love being out there. And you should also know that I never use a cuss word. Don't use them. Just who I am. Well, I was out mowing the lawn, and obviously the week before, there was not a yellow jacket nest in the ground. Come back the next week, and I hit it. And they are stinging me, whack, 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 whack. And all of a sudden, probably every cuss word that I never said in my life, I'm being real serious. I sort of got a smile on my face, but I'm serious. I don't know how they came out. And I just ran away, lawnmower still mowing because it didn't have a kill switch on it. And I'm like, what just happened? I think I was more disappointed in what I said versus getting stung there. But there are some home remedies if you do get stung. Try some baking soda and water, make a paste and put it on. A damp tea bag. And I thought this was unique. And again, you know that I'm always doing some research. It said rub toothpaste on it. Never heard of it. Hey, don't want to get stung, but if I do, I guess I would use it. Now, if you happen to live in a cold climate, here's a positive for you. Because the ground freezes, many of those colonies would be killed off. My concern is because it was at the base of the foundation of my home, you know, the foundation exudes some of the heat that will leave, that hive would stay alive. So that's something that I need to personally take care of. So now let's turn our attention to the bad and the good, the bad and the ugly. But I don't mean bad. I mean bad. You know, like when somebody's thinking like something's really cool, they say, hey, that's bad. Well, I think spiders are bad, you know, in the good, bad sense, if you get my point. These are arachnids, which have 8 legs. Insects have 6 legs. And they get a bad rap because, you see, they're getting a bad rap, not a bad rap. See, arachnids, and here's the reason why. Arachnophobia is the 3rd most common of all phobias in America. So people are afraid of them. Don't know why. When you put that little plastic spider in someone's bed, well, hey, not that I've ever done it before. But you know, I guess that's where it comes from. Well, there are 400 species of spiders in the U.S. So we see them everywhere. Maybe that's the reason why. But they are also beneficial to us because they hunt garden pests, aphids, beetles, cockroaches, mosquitoes, and flies. When I moved, and I've used these stories before, but it's really, really neat. When I moved into this home, I said old historic home, one of the rooms upstairs, bedroom, had these large black ants. Don't know why they would be in a room, no food, nothing. They were there. I went outside on the property, captured the largest spider I could find, put him in the room, closed the door, because again, we hadn't moved in yet. And I came back about a week later, there was no spider, and all the ants were gone. They were dead. You could see their carcasses, their exoskeletons all over the place near a nest. So obviously, he went in and took care of it. See, to me, that's a neat thing. And then in the basement, I had this larvae. They were not anything that was chewing wood, but there's all this larvae in the rafters there. And I went out and found another large spider, put him down in the basement. Spider gone, because over time, hey, guess what? There's no food. He's not hanging around. And spider's gone, and all the larvae were gone. So you see, I have used them, so I know spiders are cool, and they are bad, not creepy. We are, think about this. What we learn from spiders, we are creating safer painkillers based on the spider's venom, and it may also help with MS and strokes. The silk that they produce to make their webs is one of the strongest natural materials ever discovered. Engineers are using the designs of the webs in construction. Don't have any pets around here because we're always traveling, but I do have the one, we'll call him pet. I named him Spidey. Not the most original name, but between the screen and my window in my kitchen, and obviously I'm there for 3 meals a day when I'm home, and Spidey is there, and he built this, and it's crazy because there's not a lot of space. It looks like a suspension bridge, goes all the way across with these strands going up, that's a suspension part, and holds it in place. And he just moves along this little suspension bridge, lives there, and I guess he takes care of any insect that's trying to get into my kitchen. And so there you go. But just really cool, and I'm not exaggerating. I always look at where is Spidey along this place. So I learn a little bit more about spiders while I am making some food. So just for me, again, hey, I'm an environmental scientist. I'm supposed to enjoy these things, I guess. Well, a female spider will lay about approximately, depends on the species, 100 eggs. The babies, and I love this, are called spiderlings. They continue to molt until they reach the adult size. And the way I can give you something about molting, many years ago in a lab I was teaching, in a lab I had a 150-gallon tank, all different freshwater largemouth bass, baby ones, of course, bluegills, et cetera, all different things, had a crayfish in there. And I was going to clean the tank a little bit, and I go to pick up the crayfish, and be careful because just like, you know, they are not baby lobsters, they're a cousin, and you go to pick them up, you want to pick them up from the back. And I went to pick him up and didn't realize that he had just molted. And because, again, you're used to that hard shell. And it felt like, and I wouldn't have, but it felt like you could just squeeze him in half. And I sort of let go. Like, whoa, what's going on? And so you could realize until an exoskeleton gets hard, and it doesn't take long, they are vulnerable at that point in time. Now, here's a really neat thing about spiders. They use the hairs on their legs to detect scent and vibrations. Usually, the most common species of spiders we come in contact with are garden spiders. They have a yellow and black marking to them. Hey, don't yellow jackets have similar colors? But there's the ugly, not in looks, but in what they do, and the bad. So if you don't want spiders in your home, you could use one of my sister's remedies. She will actually, and she has this, she has a cup and a large cardboard. And it doesn't matter what insects in her house, she just goes over, scoops them up, opens the door, out the door they go, and they are free. I think the whole family sings Born Free while they release them. But they're doing that to all insects inside the house. So there you go. So if you're not, so me personally, I know spiders are bad. Not bad because, see, you must think they're really bad because what is one of the first songs you sing to a little kid? It's the Itsy Bitsy Spider. So here we are. We're singing about spiders to little kids and then teaching them that they're bad. So we got to change that a little bit. So now let's go on to the good part of my story. Now, I am just utterly amazed by this. During the last few weeks, I have seen more monarch butterflies migrating than I have, I'd say, easily in 10 years. They are an awesome creature because of their colors, and most important, because of the spectacular journey they make to the Sierra Madre Mountains in Mexico. I did a show on monarchs, and you can go listen to that show, and it teaches you all about their journey, all about them, the milkweed they feed on, etc. And you should listen to that show, but not just yet, because you need to finish this show on the good, the bad, and the ugly. Now, in the Joey B's Outdoor Adventure theme song, part of the lyrics I wrote was, "Viewing nature is free." And I am always marveled at the beauty of butterflies in my perennial garden. I've got monarchs, painted ladies, swallowtails, the list goes on and on. But when I think that an insect that can fit into the palm of my hand, and I'm talking monarchs, will flap thousands of miles so his species can live on, that is awesome. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures.
You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.